download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
I don't know why it happened this time around as opposed to earlier on in our careers, but I think as any kind of artist, you're kind of an explorer by definition, really. And we're also part of a musical generation that sort of has access to every kind of music. So it was bound to happen at some point that, you know, we would branch out and experiment in different directions. And in truth, we have in the past, but those kind of weirder songs haven't made it onto the record. And this record just happens to be 12 quite different songs. That's just how it happened.
Does it feel like it's an honest record then, that you're showing stuff that you really love on this third record?
Definitely sounds a lot more like my record collection and the other guys' record collections, I reckon, than previous records.
To ask you about how you guys actually go about making a record, because I understand this has been a lot more contained than albums past. Does it begin with you writing the song and then bringing it to the other guys?
This time around, I mean, that's happened a couple of times in the past, but in the past it's mainly come out of rehearsal rooms, jams that then become songs and then get worked on in the studio a lot more. This time around, for 11 of the 12 songs, I kind of wrote the bulk of them at home. And then I'd bring in like pretty much a fully formed song into the studio. But then Ryan would come in and kind of reinterpret the drums or go over the top of what was already there or whatever. And then Heath would do a similar thing with the bass. You know, he'd bring in his own kind of flavour, and some parts he'd change, some parts he'd do the same. And then I'd do my bit. It was a really kind of relaxing way to do a record, because it was all laid out there and we kind of just had to, you know, it was like a colouring book.
That initial stage, though, where you've got to bring in these new songs, and particularly on Monument, where you're bringing in a lot of new sounds to Children Collide's canon, were you scared when you brought these into the studio and said, hey, guys, what do you think of what I've done here?
Totally. And the funny thing was, the ones that I thought were shoo-ins, because we have a very democratic process of what songs make it onto the record, and the ones that I thought were shoo-ins, a lot of them didn't make it on. I brought in a lot of songs, but it was all those kind of sillier, weirder songs that I was like, oh, I'm just going to get laughed out of the studio with this, that made it on, like Tired Eyes and Sphere of Influence and Summer Assassin. Yeah, those ones made it on, and I'm really glad they did.
So the guys are ready to go down the rabbit hole with you when you presented this new stuff.
Yeah, we all went down the rabbit hole together.
One of the songs that really stands out for me is this bliss out moment on the record, Praying for Sunshine. There's a confidence going on that you guys are just, you know, gone down that rabbit hole, but then let a whole lot of people in to be part of the party as well. What can you tell me about that song in particular, Praying for Sunshine?
Yeah, it was one of the last songs that I brought in. It was right before we were going to record the album. And I think the album actually got pushed back. So it's possible it wouldn't have made it on if we'd had our original schedule. But yeah, I was kind of pissing myself laughing when I was doing that chorus, because I was just trying to do this weird character. I don't know why, but I thought I'd try just singing in this funny voice, and it came out sounding very like a strong pop song, I guess. It wasn't really the intention, but yeah, I remember just being very happy with all the elements that came together. I actually had like about 5 or 6 different songs open at the same time and listening to little bits of it and trying to kind of put little things from each song into that song, and that's kind of how I built it. I'm terrible at emulating anything, so whenever I try and do that, it doesn't sound anything like what I'm using. But one thing I did start it with was the Apple Loop, which is the drums for that song Umbrella by Rihanna. The drums for that are actually a public domain Apple Loop. And so I started this song with that Apple Loop just for a joke. And that was one of the elements that went into it, I guess. And you can still kind of hear that beat all the way through it.
Oh, heavy themes going on in Monument. There's some dark places that you go to.
Dark places. Bad thoughts.
Were you in a dark place, or was it kind of a catharsis to get it out of your system and onto this album?
Well, that's always the way music has been for me, and I'm sure it is for a lot of people. Yeah, like Prussian Blue in particular, that's what that song is all about, is the catharsis of music and getting out the bad thoughts, flushing them out. Yeah, like Prussian Blue, the dye. Yeah, and Tired Eyes is pretty dark. It's about euthanasia, even though it just sounds like a lullaby. Yeah, but I feel like it's more a philosophical album than strictly dark. There's definitely moments of hope on there. And also, it's littered with jokes that, for some reason, I'm the only person that ever thinks our songs are funny. But everyone's like, oh, that song's so dark. And I'm like, really? I think that's the funniest song on the record. But anyway.
Well, again, you're speaking about abstract things to other people, but for you, they're inherently personal. So, you know, you get the joke, but to everyone else, it's like, that guy is messed up.
Well, that's the beauty of music, isn't it? It should be open to interpretation always.
Do you think that you're calmer this time around? Are you talking
100%.
About being philosophical and looking back at the world with a bit more perspective?
I'm a much happier person, that's for sure, but there was definitely a lot of frustration to work through, particularly in the last kind of year and a half. And I guess it all built towards writing this record and getting it out there. And Heath and I were talking today about just how good we feel about it and how we're kind of actually excited for the future. It sounds really wanky, but it's good times.
Does it feel like a new start for Children Collide?
It's definitely a new start for Children Collide, yeah.